This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Can't bring anybody better that knows Jersey than Matt Rooney. Does he know the Epstein thing, though? Is he on the right side of this? Because he sniffs out, I think, some disapproval of President Trump on his Twitter, this Rasmussen poll out, where Trump's net approval is -2. Worse since April 30th. Does Epstein have anything to do with that? And Matt then says, check, borders closed, economy roaring, all true. 4 wars ended, and a whole list of winning up and down the line. And yet a significant part of the GOP base is ready to throw it all away because Pam Bondi can't recreate likely long-destroyed evidence in the case of a long-dead pedophile. This is why our winning never lasts. Sorry, but true. All right, let's bring in Matt here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt, welcome in. So what kind of response are you getting to that tweet?
Most of it has been positive. I think, and look, I am a huge fan of X. And even though as of late, Elon Musk is disappointing a lot of us, I'm grateful he's given us this tool to disrupt the narrative from the legacy guys. But I think it's a mistake to ever believe that X is a true reflection of reality. If X was reality, Bill Spadia would have just won the New Jersey gubernatorial primary 4-1 walking away. So, I mean, I get it. The Epstein story is an important one. It deserves scrutiny. I have every reasonable good faith expectation why some people are a little salty today. But I don't think most Americans right now, it's their top priority. It's just the truth. And I know that offends some people. But you know what? Like, I worked my tail off advocating for Donald Trump in last year's election. I even went and knocked doors in Ben Salem. The Epstein list was not in my top 10. It was protecting my family, putting money back in our pocket, saving our country from the deep state that I guess some people want to return power to because they're a little upset that this investigation isn't winding down the way they want it to. It just doesn't compute for me, Dom.
All right, well, let's see if I can help on that. Are you who is it you're thinking is making this the number one object, Matt? Who are the people doing that? Because the poll I put up, people said they're concerned mainly. They didn't say this is the biggest deal in the world. Is it the influencers on Twitter or who is it?
Well, I think that's what drives a lot of it. I think there are some influencers on X, and look, there's influence on both sides, that they are outrage merchants. That's how they get clicks. There's two ways to make it in this business. You can be Dom Giordano, or, you know, I'm going to put you up there with the late, great Al Rushbo, who over the course of many years establishes a rapport and credibility with an audience. And that's how you earn a living. And you do it better than anybody else. Always compliment the guy whose show you're on, folks. That's how you do it.
Wait a minute. I want that reviewed. It's in the Epstein files. Henry, get that out there. The Rooney files. The Rooney files. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Or you can just constantly take pot shots, right? And that's what some of these guys do. So I have no problem, just to be clear, with somebody saying, listen, I think there's more to the story. We got to keep the heat on here and continue to ask questions. That's fine. I mean, I do that every day in New Jersey at SaveJersey.com. A bunch of our legislators, Republicans, just voted for an offshore wind bailout. You can bet that they heard from me. But to say that, hey, listen, you know, Trump sent a few more rifles to Ukraine and, you know, we don't agree with the current Epstein narrative and therefore Trump is a failure. They've sold this out. I don't get what the point of voting is. Maybe we should start an America party. I mean, if the Democrats did this, they would have not been eating our lunch for most of the past few decades, folks. It's just, this isn't how you win. This isn't how you defeat the deep state. This isn't how we continue to build a winning coalition to make sure that the very people you are angry at for destroying our country never return to power.
All good, Matt. I don't know the people I'm getting, though, that are gone after Trump yet. It's not about that. They want Pam Bondi potentially fired. Look, there was an awful lot of teasing. I love what Bondi's doing. I don't think she should be fired.
Yeah.
But she did misspeak on that Fox interview about the file and all this. And then Dan Bongino was a conspiracy theorist on this big time, and Cash Patel somewhat. And then suddenly they say nothing here. There's nothing to see here.
It's a fun one to dig into because I don't think anyone can credibly say that someone like Cash Patel has suddenly gone to the dark side here. Someone that has spent this much time, like Donald Trump, been villainized by the other side, that he's selling out or something. So it does make you wonder, like, for example, is there a national security component to all this? That is a separate issue from justifiable critique of how the messaging is playing out in this situation, right? I mean, as minute Pam Bondi said what she did, as an attorney, somebody that's always having discovery dumped in his lap, I think I kind of understood what she was saying. Like, hey, guys, these files we keep talking about, they're on my desk. I'm going to go through them. I can't tell you how many times a client calls me after we subpoenaed something or got something they're waiting from the other side. And I say, yep, you know what? It's here. Got to go through it. And then we'll follow up. Now, unfortunately for Pam Bondi, when I have those conversations, usually I'm not being interviewed on Fox News about it. So she kind of gets put in a tough spot. So again, I mean, and she would probably say the same. I don't really know her, but she's been on my show, I think, once. She'd probably say the same. She'd say, listen, like, if I could do it all over again, maybe I would have said it differently. But again, my beef, and this is just my beef, is with the people that now want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
And you think this Rasmussen is some evidence of that?
I think so.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, and this is the part that I understand, there's a lot of people that voted for Donald Trump not because they're movement conservatives like you and I are, Dom. They're people that are understandably extremely jaded because they know that our country has been hijacked by a deep state over the course of many years. That's not a conspiracy theory. It's absolutely true. So you have every, and when I say jaded, I'm not trying to disparage anybody. I'm jaded too. You want to be jaded? Be a New Jersey Republican. I will tell you all about it. I'm just saying that the flip side of that, folks, is you got to critically think about this. They tried to kill Donald Trump, jail Donald Trump. Cash Patel received similar treatment. At some point, you have to trust someone in your life. And call me naive if you want. I mean, I trust those two that they would not be proceeding the way they are if there was some kind of nefarious purpose here. I don't think so. There's either A, not enough to proceed at this point. Remember, Joe Biden's Department of Justice had custody of this evidence long before the Trump administration returned. So that's one possibility, right, that there just isn't enough left. Or there's something else going on here, and maybe there's a reasonable justification we'll get at some point in the future.
All right, Matt, New Jersey governor's race. Is there any way to sue or do anything? We have this polling 20 points down. You and Rich are closer to it than I, but the metrics that I use with Jack Cittorelli are infallible, much more name recognition, I think a better campaign, not as difficult of a person to go against in some ways because she's not as well known, the mistake out of the box that she made here, and just a general sense that this is going to be a close race, and now we see another poll 20 points down.
Yeah. I mean, here we go again. And by the way, you're just picking topics, Nom, that are designed to get my blood pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Today, I'm going to have to call my doctor when we're done with this hit. So the poll is absolutely nonsense. What I want to say about it, I can't say on FCC regulated airwaves or we get fined and Stalker would not be happy with either of us. Bottom line is if you dig into those crosstabs, folks, they asked these individuals in this poll that had Jack down 20 points, well, who'd you support in 2024, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was something like 3-1 Harris. We know Donald Trump only lost New Jersey by about a little less than 6 points. So it's election suppression. There's no doubt about it. There's no good faith reason for Rutgers Eagleton to release a poll like this, other than the fact that this is another institution of quote unquote higher learning. What a joke. That doesn't like Donald Trump. That's a DEI institution, doesn't agree with this administration on a host of issues, and has every incentive to try to hurt a Trump backed candidate. The only good news in all this, back to the whole point of people being justifiably jaded, one thing we can all agree on is that you can't trust public polling anymore. There's a couple guys out there like Rasmussen, Atlas Intel, Robert Kalehi, who consistently are on the mark, and those rare instances when they're not, they show you their math and they explain what happened. That's not what happened with Rutgers Eagleton. They are consistently off base because they want to be. They're trying to drive a narrative. They're not trying to tell you where this race really is. I'm telling you right now, this is a low single digit race at the moment. I do think in a state where Democrats have a registration edge of over 800,000, you have to expect that the Republicans always going to start running a little bit behind.
Sure.
But there was some really big news the other day, Dom. I don't know if you talked about it yet on your show. The Democrat Governors Association just announced a $20 million investment. That's more than they spent in all of 21. You don't do that in early July unless you are already in low-grade panic mode. And they are, because their candidate is horrendous.
No, I did talk about it and said, yeah, save Jersey. That's exactly it. This isn't a vote of confidence. It's trying to get ahead of it in the summertime because they realize there's big trouble. So, Matt, Saturday night, what do you have on?
We got a big show this week. We're going to talk more about the Epstein list, obviously, and I'm going to dig into it, including some very interesting information that came out of a recent Alan Dershowitz interview. I recommend everybody checking that out if you haven't already. Might provide some insight into what's going on. We're also going to be joined by some guests, including Mayor Mike Casale up in North Jersey. He's been on my program before. He's leading a coalition of mayors that's pushing back in court against these ridiculous affordable housing mandates in New Jersey of the same type that are endangering Andy's farm up in Cranberry, which I know that you and Rich and some of the other guys at the station have justly spent a lot of time covering. So it's going to be a jam-packed program as per usual. So definitely join us either on the program Saturday night, 7 to 9, or over on the podcast if you can, folks.
And Matt Dershowitz on my show, he'll probably be on next week, did say, Dom, I want you to know I was the lawyer, but I kept my trousers on at all times. He said trousers, yes.
class act as per usual. I'll tell you what, I cannot wait to listen to that. I always look forward to the Dom Giordano program because his take on all this is fascinating.
Matt, thank you. Thanks for all the clarification, though. The Epstein thing I really like because we're trying to be proportional with it, but we also want to get to the bottom of it.
And that is the reasonable, rational attitude.
Absolutely. Thank you, Matt, very much.
Good talking to you, sir.
Matt Rooney, 7 o'clock on Saturday. All right. So Does that make sense around Epstein? I think people are legit. Do I think Cash Patel and Bongino suddenly have gone off? No. And Pam Bondi, I think, has been great. I think that she just misspoke on Fox about the file on what she was going to be looking at and meant what she said the other day. But and like the president dismissing it, really, is that your question? Yes, this is still a question. And I played you what O'Reilly said that Trump told him, well, a lot of innocent people and all this. So all this buildup, see, that's part of it. And then no payoff on it. All right, it's 855-839-1210. You can hit us on that. And the side question, test of wills, I see a cut one fictional that's great. Coming off that John L. Sullivan, I think it was yesterday, fought 75 rounds, finally knocking a guy out, bare knuckle. And he only got a break when somebody knocked the other guy down. It's almost hard to believe that you could fight that way. And at one point in time, yeah, nothing to see here. Nothing wrong with that.
Something I didn't mention about that, too. He only had 30 seconds in between rounds.
Yes.
And he only had 8
yes.
seconds to get back up.
Right. Yeah, only 8 seconds. And, man, oh, man, that's just the name over the years, though. John L. Sullivan was always that pose with the bare knuckles standing there killing each other. I wonder how many fights those guys had. You know, it's hard to believe you can get out of that. 855-839-1210. Give me your reaction to Matt. Is that where you're, how would you put it, where you are with Epstein? By the way, my buddy Linda Stein, who runs the Delaware Valley Journal editor there, somehow or another, I mean, the Inquirer, no interest in this, got access to a recent event with 600 educators. And what they were trying to do is coach people up on how to do DEI and not get caught. And we're going to name names. Some of the prominent Upper Marion schools, Upper Darby, Hatboro Horsham. She'll lay it out. Imagine the only thing that's going to stop these people, the Trump people have to take away money, big money, every single day. You see what happened with Penn. Penn suddenly took Leah Thomas's records away. Why? The money. Harvard ultimately is going to relent. Go after them for more money. Go after them for billions, tens of billions. Whatever number it takes, they're going to stop it. That's the only thing that rationality, executive orders, laws, they still think they're going to do DEI. She'll lay it out at 1:30. Coming up here on Talk Radio 12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Help 10. All right, it is Dom time. You got the side question at Testa Wills. I see some great ones on Twitter. Cool Hand Luke eating the 50 boiled eggs in a short period of time. You run once, you're going to get one set of chains. You run twice, you're going to get another. You ain't going to run a third time. 855-839-1210, you get in. Polling out in New York indicates the communist running for mayor in the general election gets support from 35% of registered voters, followed by Cuomo, who may or may not run, with 25, Curtis Sliwa with 14, and Adams only at 11. And Adams, his net approval rating is negative 34. He's a guy that's got to drop out.
How is that even possible?
I still think if Cuomo drops out, right. Well, I'll see if I have the up and down here. Yeah, with 28% of respondents expressing a favorable view, 62% unfavorable. By comparison, Mamdani is at +4, Cuomo at -2. Adams trails Mamdani even among every single subset of voters, except one, Republicans. Man, he picks up 26% to Mamdani's 7%. Sliwa leads Republicans with 43%. Adams, Mayor Adams, who's black, even trails Mamdani and Cuomo among black voters. Mamdani leads with 35, Cuomo 32. Adams only has 14% of black voters. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's the guy that's got to drop out more than anything. Not saying that Cuomo can beat him. I think if they both drop out, we might have a horse race. But if I see on election night that he's won, I see a golden path for Republicans in the midterms. Because every Democrat, they don't know what to do with this guy. And it's only going to get worse. It's going to be brought up. The media can't resist because it's too juicy. And it will continue to come up. So they're trying to say, look, you know, the Reagan rule or something. It was already cited to me today. By the way, are you buying the Reagan rule with Brian Fitzpatrick? There are things like on every single bill, he's with you 80%, something minor. Okay. But when it comes to something like the big, beautiful bill, is that under the 80-20 rule? It's a hard place. I don't know that anybody's going to be any good in a primary against him. And Bob Harvey cannot be the Congress. Oh, God. Oh, he might be as objectionable, Bob Harvey, as Madeleine Dean. That's how bad he is. I mean, that's the best metaphor I can give you. Who's worse? Bob Harv deGrasse Harvey, a stooge of Diane Marseglia, or Madeleine Dean? Oh, my goodness. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom Henry, it's good to talk to you guys today. Before I get to the side question, Dom, you may be looking at a surprise up there in New York. The reason why I say that is because Sliwa got 32.6% of the vote last time, and I don't see any reason why people who voted for him last time would vote for one of the Democrats this time. So I'm looking at the numbers, and if Mamdani does not get more than 58% of the Democratic vote, he might not win. That might somehow wind up with Sliwa. I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying be careful of that. That's all.
Well, I think some of those people that Sliwa got could vote for Cuomo. Could, under some mystic, Sliwa can't win. But I agree with you. And Adams is the one that has to drop out. My God, even among blacks, Robert, he's at 14%.
Yeah, I know. They really did a number on him. I guess that's what you get for helping Trump in New York City. But as for the side question, Dom, I was going to go with Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa, but then I realized that was a battle of pills, not will.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, do you remember, by the way, he was here in Philadelphia, and they're interviewing him, Mark McGuire, and he's pointing to the creatine up there on his shelf and all this stuff. And I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. Are you allowed to use that? Are you kidding me?
I think baseball ought to just cancel those years of baseball. You know what I mean? Just wipe them out of the record books. But I'm going to go to a movie that my grandfather sat me down to watch when I was a kid, and I'm glad he did because it was an amazing movie. It was called The Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Yes.
And the Battle of Wills was between the commandant of the camp, who was Colonel Sato, and the general, I forget his name, but he was played by Alec Guinness. And the Japanese commandant tried to break him, put him in solitary confinement, tortured him in front of his men, everything he could do to get this guy to let his officers work, and he wouldn't do it. And the Japanese commandant wound up committing seppuku at the end of the movie, which is suicide.
Yeah, so as the Brits built the railroad through their labor versus what the Japanese can do, then, of course, in the end, he realizes his mistake, though, the British,
And it was based on reality. That bridge is actually there. They don't use it because it's called the Bridge of Danger. But it's still there. And I love the show, Don. You guys have a great day, man.
Thank
I'm going to keep
Robert.
Listening.
Henry, I don't think you've ever seen Bridge Over the River Kwai. I think you'd like it.
It's on my list. Oh, I'm aware of the movie. Yeah,
I don't want to give spoiler alerts. It's kind of old. But
I was going to say, growing up, my dad plopped me down to watch it. Was on cable years ago, and my dad plopped me down with him to watch it, and it was a really awe-inspiring movie.
The theme song from it is used a lot in different things. Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
And the Brits, And that is a real test of wills. So we're going to build it, even though we don't want to help the Japanese, just to show him up. All right. By the way, Mamdani, just one stat here. He is... The teachers union, of course, in New York has just yesterday endorsed the communist. He opposed the school choice. He went to a private school. The school's tuition that this clown went to that won't let New York kids have school choice, the tuition was $68,793 a year. And yet this creep, this clown, doesn't want school choice. That's he's adamant about it. All this stuff for the people and breaking down the structure. But oh no, the public schools. He went to a school per year, $68,793. But I look at it practically. If he wins, not good for New York. But man, this guy will be in the center. And what he will be doing and Democrats will have to answer for will bleed over into the midterms. All right, 855-839-1210. Linda Stein, the editor of the great Delaware Valley Journal, get it online, attended a conference. I don't know if she was undercover. Did she wear some disguise? On how to make DEI still come alive in classrooms. 600 educators joined in this. Prominently, apparently, administrators from Upper Darby. Oh, great school district, Upper Darby. Hatboro, Horsham, and Upper Marion, and teachers from there. A recent Pennsylvania Education Diversity Consortium, and some of these were presenters, headline, local educators attend conference on how to keep DEI content in the classrooms. As I said, we saw it with Penn. The president ought to have a team of people seeing this around the country, every single one of these, and they move to take away funding from them. They want to prove they're not and all this. Let's duke it out. Let's put the fear of God in them. Imagine after all this, all these executive orders, elections, etc. Let's keep DEI under other names in the classroom. They won't give up on this, like they won't give up on the trans thing, even though people reject both of these. All right, Linda will lay it out next on Talk Radio 1210.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Go. Bridge in the River Kwai. All right, that'll get you moving in the morning. Dom Giordano Show. My editor with us for the first of the 40th or 50th time we've had Linda Stein on, because DelawareValleyJournal.com provides things that you're not going to see anywhere else. Is the Inquirer going to cover something that was out there? Local educators attend conference on how to keep DEI content in classrooms. Despite changes in state, federal laws, a court settlement, Linda writes, it appears that DEI is continuing to be taught in some Delaware Valley school districts. Okay? How do they get away with that? I didn't even know if they want to be that much undercover, some of these school districts. Let's go to Linda here on Talk Radio 1210. Linda, welcome back. Only one to do for you. Come on, Linda. The stories start every day at 6 a.m. I'm working starting at 5 a.m. Can I have a special line to pipeline what's going to be online that day before 6 a.m.?
Well, Dom, if we can work that out, maybe. But thank you so much for having me on.
Well,
you're
welcome.
I really appreciate it.
So here is another story that other people don't see or don't think it's worthy of coverage, and it certainly is.
Well, I was very lucky. I didn't actually go to this myself. I had an inside informant who took videos of it and shared them with me. But it was, I don't know why I was shocked, but it's evident that many educators have decided to change the wording, change the names for the DEI or the CRT, and just keep it.
And the people that are going then, I guess, are all in on this. You happen to have someone who wasn't and was able to tape it.
Exactly, exactly. Now, the person who is the executive director of this organization, the Pennsylvania Educator Diversity Consortium, named Dr. Cole Malott, had said that it's not a job, it's a passion. And they said that even if you're worried about getting fired or losing your funding, you should continue to do the work. And by the work, they mean keeping DEI training for students as the main part of what they're doing. So it's not going anywhere.
You'll have one euphemism in this, in that some of them say engaging in equity work, which doesn't seem like this is this cunning. They seem to be pretty blatant about this stuff.
Well, and the one assistant superintendent for curriculum in Upper Marion is quoted as saying that they just do it like a Nike slogan. They're just, you know, they're not worried about pushback from other administrators or anything.
So, again, are they keeping the same materials or in their mind? So that's Susan Silver, Dr. Susan Silver, I think, Assistant Superintendent Curriculum in Upper Marion.
Yeah.
For me, Upper Darby, the usual suspects, the superintendent does come on, but they've really gone. So it doesn't surprise me. Hatboro Horsham doesn't surprise me that you list here. What exactly are they doing with the materials they're using, though? Because you would think school boards or parents, Linda, or somebody would see them and say, no, this has been outlawed by state and federal government.
Right. Well, a lot of the teachers are supplementing with other materials.
Okay.
You know, that for example, there was one teacher, again, with Upper Marion, who was cited a poem regarding the PLO, and it had some very graphic words in it. These, you know, reciting and teaching this poem to high school kids, right? I mean, stuff like that was not taught when I was in high school. I don't know about
it
you.
It is extremely graphic. You're right. And I was going to, that was my next question. Some of this, too, is being fueled by, I would call it anti-Israel, anti-Semitism that's out there. That seems to, this intersectionality, that seems to be the hot button now in some of these school districts.
Yeah, I think you're right. Exactly. And that's extremely disturbing, too.
Now, are the videos up here? Are there links to the videos in here?
I think there are some links. There were some that that I had looked at that aren't in the story. That the person got cold feet. Who was the whistleblower? She was afraid that something would happen to her if they found out it was her. So
okay.
she didn't want me to put all the videos into it, but.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, it is. So, Linda, the bottom line appears to be that this is 600 are there that you have. And that's the people that paid and attended and all that. It tells me there's a lot more than that, that are determined just to continue with this. School boards and others, do you think they're aware of this in these places? Will there be follow-up asking them, are you aware that the prominent ones, Upper Marion, that you list, Upper Darby and Hatboro Horsham?
I think that there could be some follow-up in that.
Okay.
I know there's probably plenty of school boards that are on board with this, though. ones that are controlled by the progressive Democrats.
Yeah, so even with these laws, they're on the books, the state has changed, the federal government, obviously. The only thing that I see working here, the only pushback, is to make the Trump administration aware of this. We see what happened with Penn on high-profile Leah Thomas. Since this has already been, they've lost the dispute on this, and yet they're continuing.
Right, exactly. And I guess the Trump administration just recently sued this whole state of California.
Yes.
Over the girls in sports.
And there are, Linda, I don't know if you probably saw this, but there's something like the Inquirer finally put this in, but they didn't put in what you have, $230 million that the Trump people are holding up here in Pennsylvania, some number like that, around the DEI issue. But the Inquirer makes you believe they're just doing this to get even or to do something. Why are they still talking about this? Well, this evidence right here, Inquirer, 600 educators coming together to discuss how to continue to do this.
Well, and the other thing that kind of irks me is when you look at the 2024 PSSA scores,
right?
Only 40% are proficient in math in Pennsylvania of students 3 to 8. And in English language arts, it's 53%. I mean, come on. Why aren't they teaching the regular things, reading, writing, social studies that they should be teaching, and instead it's this other stuff that
yeah, exactly. Well, look,
is more important.
Whether it's 6 o'clock you drop it or later or earlier for me, I tell people all the time there's a sensibility at the Delaware Valley Journal, particularly your suburban stories, that the Inquirer either doesn't cover or when they do, it's not to the point of something like this. Wanted to ask you a journalistic question, though. You have a bunch of other stuff here, but it offends me that the media in this area, Linda, when we finally saw an end to the strike, okay, I would have, as mayor, seen the PR, goodwill, and been out there on a garbage truck. Trump would have done that, too, yesterday afternoon, Wednesday, when it was settled. I'll give them a day of grace. They will not start picking up trash again until Monday in Philadelphia. And yet the media seems to think that's somewhat reasonable.
Wow. So you have to live the whole weekend with the trash.
Yeah, exactly. Plus the period of time that we've gone through when they were on strike. And I get that. But shouldn't it be today and tomorrow an all-out effort to make up for what's happened here?
Right. That's true. You would think.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe it's not part of their contract, though.
They get more time after there's a strike. They need a period to recover from the strike. But Linda, really enjoy this. And every day I find something that informs me and I don't think is any place else out there. It drives us here at Talk Radio, DelawareValleyJournal.com.
And Dom, we love your columns, too. Thank you for writing those.
You know what? I got to get back on that. I have had another project, but I got one coming to you this weekend. So there you go.
Terrific.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. Take care.
Linda Stein. All right. You take a look at this. In broad public view, 600 of these people. We'd invite them on. Come on, Susan Silver over at Upper Marion. Tell us how you want to camouflage it or how you don't care. Maybe, I don't know, Trump ought to have a list of these things. All right, we're doing Pennsylvania today. Spin the wheel. They're in noncompliance. We're taking away all federal money. Josh Shapiro ought to be asked about it. The Inquirer ought to ask, do they think DEI should still be going on in classrooms? We've gone through what the key is here. Diversity, inclusion, code words, all right, they're kind of neutral. The equity means equal outcomes. That's what we're talking about here. And that's what they want. That's the socialistic, Marxist view here. We need to have equal outcomes in everything. Not equal opportunity, but equal outcomes. And Upper Darby, we'd love to hear from the superintendent. He's come on before. Do you condone this, that your people there are pitching DEI in your classrooms in Upper Darby? They're more than pitching. They seem to be instructors in this whole thing. 855-839-1210. Get in on the side question, too. Hey, get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements. It's their Christmas in July sale. That's right. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 73% off site-wide. Treat yourself with savings on heart-healthy omega-3s, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive aids, and so much more. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online, res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And again, you don't want to miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 73% off all their great natural solutions. Blood pressure, cholesterol, energy, and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer. Unwrap the joy of a healthier you at res-q.com. Do it today. All right, it is Dom time. A little bit later on today, this memo, all these memos that came out from the Kamala Harris campaign, including trying to get her on the Joe Rogan show, trying to make her go on. She didn't want to. And advice on how to handle Rogan on COVID, transgender-related topics, and authenticity. Oh, my God. I think it was probably smart. She knows. She knows deep down that she didn't go on. Yeah, but she couldn't. No, she knows. Henry, you'll enjoy this. Average rents in New York. Just see this from the New York Post. Oh, average, boy. Average now, $5,450. You've been renting, and now you've got a place in Center City or somewhere here.
Yeah, I'm out in Spring Garden.
Spring Garden. What's the rent generally?
I mean, I'm paying, me and my roommate together, we pay $2,000.
$2,000, that's pretty, okay.
So, and that's just a two-bedroom, you know, place. Nothing fancy rent. Or anything.
But $5,450 on average.
Yeah, that's... Thank God I'm not working there.
Jeez. That's $65,000 a year in rent on average. So you see that there's something wrong in New York. Why does it cost that much? The other guy, the guy running, says, and this is why, just a little thing. They're bad vibes. I read this piece the other day, and I agree, but I've said something like it. Why socialism has any popularity at all? We know what it ends up in. Well, people have been taught in schools. No, it doesn't. Two, it's new and exciting, kind of like Larry Krasner, deadly. And people think, what the hell? $5,450. We got to try something else. Is this somehow or another going to stop that? No, not really. In fact, some of the elements that get you to $5,450 are the reasons why you wouldn't want to go down this path. But man, I don't know how much you have to make in New York to be middle class.
Yeah,
but like, it seems like 100,000.
Definitely
you would
not
need.
A producer.
Yeah,
I think everyone I know
yeah.
that has a job in like right. New York does not live in New York City.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they all right. live in whether yeah. it's Hoboken, which is even getting expensive itself, right. or somewhere
yeah.
else near there.
Exactly. City. But $5,450. Just another reason why too. I don't know why anybody would want to live in New York City. I get dragged there by Roe. I've had to go up there to fill in for O'Reilly and do various things. I can't wait to get out. Really, it's too much. Just driving there. When I've driven there, and I am somebody who's on the high aggressive side, mm-hmm. it's still mania.
Oh yeah, totally. Because I'm the same way. Because whatever. I went up to like a Mets game, you know, 2 years ago.
Oh boy, yeah.
And just driving, you know, driving through the Manhattan and then going into Queens, it's a mess. Because I like to think of myself as an aggressive driver.
Right.
And then these people are just like cutting across four lanes.
Oh,
and you're all right,
exactly.
I guess that's legal. All right, cool.
Oh yeah, of course. Let's go to David in Somerset. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, Dom. How are you?
Good.
Hey, with reference to socialism, it's just so seductive. And history tells you this. It's just so seductive. It's seductive to the common people that they just want to get back at somebody. And, you know, I tell all my friends, look at the French Revolution. And the tale of two cities just embodies it. These people were just happy to be there. And, you know, Madame Defarge is sitting there knitting while these people are being slaughtered.
Yeah. Well, and Larry Krasner has the same appeal. If you're somewhat insulated from it, in that he's promising to bring all these innocent people home. Nobody's going to be convicted of anything. When the bodies when the bodies pile up, well, Chestnut Hill, they're not piling up in Chestnut Hill, so they're insulated.
And then the next step is it's never their fault because it's never been implemented the right way.
That's the biggest.
100 million people died in the 20th century.
Sanders says that all the time. We've never implemented in the right way. And Waltz is even worse. He's in love with communist China.
Oh,
yeah.
it's just frightening that these are, you know, that there's educated people that can't see through it. Because and I've said this to many friends, you know, when we talk about this issue, I'm like, I'll be good with setting up this communist state, but let us be in charge of it. And you would never see them allow that to happen.
They're
the ones that have to be in charge. And that's where it goes completely off the rails, and it should be avoided at all costs.
Exactly. What's your side today, David?
Captain Ahab. I mean, he just was just never going to stop. And it was an obsession, and it was, you know, he was just going to chase this whale. You know, I mean, it was, you know, I mean, it's just a brilliant story. And it's, you know, almost bordering on insanity. And a test of will sometimes could possibly be that. See, I was going to say Michael Strahan versus John Runyon, but that wouldn't work as well as Captain Ahab.
No, Ahab's a better choice. Absolutely. And Strahan is not the all-time sack leader. In my world, no way. And Brett Favre, I see the talent in the guy, but everything else about him. Can we count the ways with Brett Favre, including his propensity during COVID to get checks, apparently? All right, coming up, our buddy Steve Feldman, the Philadelphia schools national story, rampant anti-Semitism. The NEA says they're not going to allow materials from the Anti-Defamation League, which is very liberal, about the Holocaust. Is there another side to the Holocaust that the NEA knows about, you creeps?
Maybe they're listening to Grok.
So Steve will lay that out. How's there another side you want to hear from the Holocaust? They said having them use their materials would be like doing a lecture on climate using fossil fuel materials. How far can this stuff go? Does it, does it move the needle for people to say, enough already? You are the enemy. You're not just an adversary, NEA. You're an enemy. And the maniac who goes off running it, and they stand up and cheer, it's Chairman Mao let loose. Remember, they control America's schools, though. They have power. They have the kids. And they also say they're going to be using them as kind of the storm troop here against Trump. They don't spell so well. Calling Trump a fascist and misspelling it might be a mistake. All right. And Dom's Money Melody. I don't know. Henry's gone around the world the last few days. We'll see what he has.
Oh, we're going to go around the globe one more time. God.
All right. Coming up here. Well, we'll have a great prize for that. Big 2 o'clock hour. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.